Hi there, listeners. Welcome to episode 245 of Never on the Back Foot podcast. Joining me on the podcast today is Sheldon Jackson. He is an Indian cricketer who plays for Saurashtra in the domestic cricket circuit and Kolkata Knight Riders in the Indian Premier League. He is a multi-dimensional player apart from being a reliable batter and an excellent fielder. He also keeps wicket for Saurashtra in the limited overs competitions. Without further ado, let's hop on to understand more about his journey and his experiences and career so far. Hi Sheldon, welcome to Never on the Back Foot podcast. I'm absolutely thrilled to have you here. This was an interview I was really, really looking forward to. And before I get started, I'd like to congratulate you on, your 11,000 runs mark in professional cricket. I mean, this is certainly a remarkable achievement, and what an inspiration you've been in the domestic ecosystem as well. So to just start our conversation, how are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you, Nia. Hope you're doing well too.
Yeah, Sheldon, doing well. And to start our conversation now, what was your childhood like? And if you could talk about some of the early influences that shaped your life and some cricketers, you really look up to.
See, my childhood was pretty up and pretty down. Like, basically, if you can say, like, proper Indian values, if you can say that, I was brought up with proper Indian values, and I came from a lower middle class family. So everything that I lived by was inch by inch, day by day. And I took it from there as in, like, if I try to put it in the right way, means like, didn't expect too much, but got everything from my parents that I needed for my sport. Or I was never ever good in education, so then it was only cricket. So my mother always made sacrifices, that pehle iska cricket ka dhyan rakho, everything else will take care of itself. And that's how my upbringing was, like playing in the gullies, playing in the maidans, and slowly from there on the sport became a part of me.
Right. And what is your earliest memory of cricket? Like, what got you first interested in the game? Was it like a specific match or a specific player, who really hooked you on?
Nothing specific, but to say, like, I'm born in Gujarat. I've been raised most of my life in Gujarat. So here, cricket is huge. Cricket is literally huge over here. So playing in the gullies, playing in the maidans and all, So from there, then my parents put me into training camps, into summer camps. And actually, I liked it, I liked going to the summer camps and training camps. And from there, slowly, like, just when it turned into passion and when passion turned into professionalism, I never knew. So one day I was just a boy, like, playing here in the gullies and playing in the maidans. And a day after, I was picked for my state association. So I never knew when time pass became into passion and when passion turned into professionalism.
That is actually quite remarkable. And now, you play in the highly competitive Indian domestic circuit. So what are some of the challenges you face, and how did you overcome them?
See, according to me, and I feel this, and I feel it very strongly, that the Indian domestic circuit is the toughest and the most competitive domestic circuit right now in the world. And I think thanks to all the state associations and to BCCI, that they have raised the level and they've helped players to raise the level to such an extent that now, if you see, it was only Mumbai, Karnataka, or the big associations dominating Indian domestic cricket. But now if you see, like, small associations, small states, they are dominating, they are winning, and they are winning convincingly, and they are beating big states and renowned big players, Indian players, IPL players, all players play for big associations. And these are small teams, They are beating them and beating them convincingly. So somewhere where I say, and what I mean is that, you know, Indian domestic cricket is changing and it's very tough. And if I'm not wrong, it's where the most competitive cricket structure in the world because of this, because there's so much of competition, there's so much of players, so many players. So like, if you know, if you don't do well in two or three innings, that could be the last time you held a bat professionally. So you have to be good at what you do, and you have to learn how to contribute to the team's victory.
Definitely. And considering, you know, you have played so much of domestic cricket and, you know, you've plied your trade also, do you have a favorite format? And if so, which one?
See, it's difficult to say that, you know, to pick a favorite format when you're playing all the three formats for your state. Usually people pick a favorite format based on how well they have done. That's how people pick a favorite format. That's how people term you ke, or describe you. Ke yaar ye to ye format mein achha hai, ye to ye format mein achha hai, ye to ye format mein achha hai. Okay. But I feel it's wrong, you know, just to term any player that chalo ye to sirf lal ball ke liye achha hai, ye to sirf. The reason why I say that is that, you know, in a red ball tournament, you bat 4-5. You still have time to score your runs. Now, in a T20 tournament, you bat 4-5, you don't have time to score your runs. So what you score, like in a test match, you score for 100, you have time to score 100. When you bat 4-5 in a T20 match, you, at a bad day, if your team is struggling and do teen jaldi out ho gaye, then you have time to at maximum reach 40-50. Or else on an average day, you have 25-30 runs. So I cannot justify, you know, like log bolte ke haan yaar ye format, wo format, ye format. I feel whatever format you play, the intent should be to help and to contribute for in your team's victory. That's what I feel. Okay, that's what your intent should be. That could be day's cricket, that could be one day cricket, or that could be T20 cricket. It depends where you bat, where you get a chance to contribute. As long as your contributions are in the team's benefits, I think it is very wrong to justify, you know, that ye format achha hai, ye format achha hai, ke ye format achha hai. Because if you go to see that kitne players aapne dekhe honge, you know, that they look technically so good, they are so pleasing to the eye, but they don't have one first class century. They have all the boxes ticked, everything. And if you see a player who you like, for example, who doesn't look so pleasing to the eye, but he's very effective throughout the formats. So he knows how to contribute to the team's victory. So for me, contributing with the right intent, that's what batting means to me. Because aajkal with T20s, what's happened is that, you know, coming around that people talk a lot about intent. And what I believe, and I believe this strongly, your intent as a batter should be in helping your team to win. 20 ball mein ab 40 run kar rahe ho and you're getting out, but your team is losing, so ki 40 run ka kya fayda hai? Koi fayda nahi hai. Because ultimately, we are not playing a personal sport, we are playing a team sport. So you are only as good as your team's progression. You play at a 100 strike rate, you play at a 80 strike rate, or you play at a 200 strike rate. Strike rate, according to me, and I agree with a lot of senior cricketers of mine, is really overrated. It is really overrated. It is just a term that people use according to their own convenience. So as long as your team is winning, you play with a 100 strike rate, no one cares. What's the point? I still believe that you're playing with a 200 strike rate, but your team is losing. It makes no sense.
Fair enough. And I mean, a lot of formats, you know, bring in different challenges. But who are some of the toughest bowlers that you have faced in the domestic circuit? Or who are these bowlers you like facing as well? Because they bring out the best in you.
See, I've faced a lot of tough bowlers, like, you know, that at a time, I won't be wrong in saying that Siddharth Trivedi used to get me out for fun when I initially started. Like, he used to get me out for fun. Then came in Dhaval Kulkarni. When he was at his prime, the skill that he had was amazing. The skill that he had, Dhaval Kulkarni, Siddharth Trivedi. Then now I am seeing this young boy develop from Bhavnagar, my city, Chetan Sakaria. He has a lot of ability in himself. And I'm seeing him grow. I'm seeing him develop. I'm seeing him understand his skill better and better every year. And his benefit is that he's still young. So by the time he matures into, you know, a proper cricketer, like Chesna also is proper, but he'll mature as in that he'll start understanding his body more, his game more, his strengths more, and his weaknesses more. That time, that boy will be breaking a lot of doors.
Right. And now even looking at Saurashtra, right, you made your debut way back in 2011. So what are some of your fondest memories of, you know, your debut match, and what has still stayed with you?
My debut match, I think, if I'm not wrong, I played the last match of the 2012-11 season, if I'm not wrong. And apparently, I was not even supposed to make my debut. There were two cricketers who slept off in that match. And that's how I made my debut. There was some action taken on. We lost that match and the coach was furious because during the match, these guys went off to sleep. And that's how I made my debut. And the thing was that match got over and I think less than 2 days or 2 days, we won that match. So it was a happy debut. Happy, happy debut for me.
Definitely. And I think that was like a big turning point, because in the 2012-13 Ranji Trophy season as well, you scored 450s, 300s, and we had those back-to-back tons in the quarterfinal and semi-final. And this came against oppositions like Karnataka and Punjab. And this helped Saurashtra even, you know, qualify for the final. So how magical was that season? And do you have memories again from there?
See, every season have their own memories, some good, some bad. So what you take from that season, you know, that's what defines you as a cricketer. You can take the good memories, but those good memories will not help you. If you want to grow as a cricketer, you have to take those bad memories, use them as fuel, ignite yourself and keep working hard. Keep remembering how you were treated, how people treated you when you were not doing well. Or, you know, you have to take a lot of things in your mind and keep using that as fuel to work hard. There were some not very pretty memories, to be very honest. And at this point, I won't be very comfortable talking about that. But the 2012-13 season could have been my last season as well. If I would have not got support from Jaidev Shah at that time, who was the captain, that could have been the last season of mine. As I say, I would have not been picked anywhere. And yeah. And I was not that big a cricketer. I'm not a big cricketer now, but I was not a recognized cricketer then because I just started playing, that any other state would have picked me as well. So I think that would have been the end of my career if then Jaidev Shah would have not come in and supported me.
Oh, wow. Okay. And even looking at your career, right, like 2015-16 was another important season because you were a part of Saurashtra's second charge towards the Ranji Trophy title. Again, you hit, you know, two centuries on consecutive days of the Vijay Hazare Trophy. So how would you assess like that season and the challenges of, you know, playing that?
See, the challenge is when you become a performer, no? The main challenge a batter faces is how to be consistent. That's the only challenge that he faces. Because by now, everyone knows, chalo ye khel sakta hai. More than them focusing on getting you out, they focus isko rokna kaise. Rokenge to out hoga. So when they come into the field to bowl against you, yes, they are trying to get you out. But they're trying to cut down those runs that you score quickly. They're trying to cut down your strong points and all that. You know, there are a lot of tactical games that are played on the field. So for me, always my challenge was that, yeah, everyone strives to get better. But I've always worked to stay consistent. If you stay consistent, you will get better. Normally, you get better. You start playing like, you know, you look like, as I said, you may look pretty to the eye, but if you're not scoring runs, what's the point of that beauty? And you could be the ugliest looking batter on the, but if you're scoring runs, then that works for me. So for me, the main challenge still today I face is, how can I be consistent? If I'm consistent and if I'm scoring those important runs, and basically when the team needs it the most and in crucial matches, if I don't use my experience then I don't think the experience that I've gained is of any worth. Because I always believe, you know, I believe this very strongly, that people, and in today's times, especially when you're tagged as a senior player in the team, or when you're on the wrong side of 30s, people start looking at you as a commodity rather than an asset. Koi naya ladka aata hai, fair enough to him, do inning wo nikalta hai. People forget what you have done since the past 20 years, how many matches you have won, how many trophies you have won for your team since the last 20 years, how many finals, how many consecutive hundreds in crucial matches, in big matches you have scored. People forget that. They just start seeing the two matches. Ke yaar, haan, ye isne do match mein kiya hai, raato raat ye achha ho gaya, raato raat ye kharab ho gaya. Koi cricketer raato raat achha nahi hota hai, koi bhi cricketer raato raat kharab nahi hota hai. It's just a phase, do match, teen match, char match. Iska achha chal raha hai, mera thoda lean patch chal raha hai. So how you take it, I strongly believe in that, you know, experience helps you win tournaments. And it's sad to see that people who have crossed a certain age, they are judged by not what they do on the field, but what they can't control. Like, you cannot control how old you are, you cannot control how young you are, but you are judged by that. You are not judged by the runs you're scoring, by the catches you're catching, or anything that you do on the field. So 2015-16 season, by that time I'd got a little bit experience, because I had a record that before I made my debut, 6 years I had not played a single game, but I was 12th man of the team. I was there in the team. So that experience also helped me. So if you see that I have one of those rarest records in the country, that a batter has scored 800 runs three or four times in X number of years. And in that list, I guess at the moment, if I'm not sure, I think I may be only one player who has not played for the country. Baki sab log country ke liye khel gaye. So those are the experiences, those are the times, you know, you remember that, okay, when I did this, how was I treated? How was I treated? And that helps you, you know, to take your game up to another level in methods of consistency. That could be your impact on the game. That could be your impact on the team's performance. Everything that helps you to grow.
That's actually quite remarkable and quite an interesting statistic as well. And we will discuss it later. Now, so far in our conversation, I understand that you look at the mental side of things also really well, right? So now, you know, I think when I was reading up about you, there was also the Irani Cup, right, that followed, where you scored that unbeaten 59. And this was, of course, like the third highest, like, successful run chase back then in like first-class cricket.
Hmm.
This is something that really defines you as well, right? So if you could give us some context to that knock and the kind of strategies you applied to, you know, help pull off that run chase.
You won't believe, that game, I never batted once in the nets. The coach of the team told me I was not playing that match. And the chief selector then, he had already conveyed the message that I am playing that match. And I told the coach that, no, I am playing the match. Because Irani Trophy mein kya hota hai, that the selectors make the team, the playing 11. Coach maani nahi raha tha, ke us time pe jo coach the, wo maani nahi rahe the. So after that, the selection meeting happened and he said that, oh, now you're playing, now what? Ke tu khel raha, chal thode time baki hai, batting kar le tu. So first innings, like, I got around 38 or something. And Second innings, when I went in to bat, first of all, to be very honest, none of us believed that we could pull it off. Like to say, हाँ, belief था कि हाँ, वो बोलते ना, हाँ भाई कर लेंगे कर लेंगे कर लेंगे, बट अंदर से किसी में बिलीफ नहीं था. बट एट दैट टाइम, इफ आई एम नॉट रॉन्ग, फैज फजल, ही गॉट 100 in the second innings, if I'm not wrong. I think it was not the first, it was the second innings when he got 100. And then belief utha, because he did it at a brisk pace. Like, jaldi jaldi usne kiya tha. I think, dead ek session mein, he scored 100. And then Karun Nair and came in and played a blinder, I think, again of 95-96. And we were chasing around 450 or something, kuch chase kare the. So, do batsmen nahi 200 run kar diye. So then that belief came in. Still there's Naman Oza. Still there's, you know, Stuart Binnie was there, who played an impactful innings on the last day when the wicket was really tough. Then there was me. Then there was Sudeep Chatterjee. So we had batters. Then that belief came in. Ke, haan yaar, ab to ek din mein kya, do session mein either ways haar rahe, do session mein 200 run karne ke. So let's go for it. You know, let's show that. इंटेंट के हाँ वी आर गोइंग फॉर इट, हारे या जीते जो भी, बट वी आर गोइंग फॉर इट. धीमे 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 करते करते वी रीच सो क्लोज, एंड वी रीच क्लोज बाई के विकेट्स भी हमारे हाथ में थे, एंड स्लोली स्लोली मुंबई वॉज गोइंग आउट ऑफ द गेम. एंड वंस यू स्टार्ट गोइंग आउट ऑफ द गेम, यू स्टार्ट मेकिंग अ लॉट मोर एरर्स ऑन द फील्ड, रॉन्ग बोलिंग चेंजेस और रॉन्ग फील्ड प्लेसमेंट्स और वॉट एवर, एंड दैट हेल्प्ड अस, एंड दैट हेल्प्ड अस. एंड देन एज आई सेड, आई जस्ट केप्ट माई काम and things took place.
Right, and the rest, as they say, is history. Now, in 2020 as well, you moved from Saurashtra to Puducherry, like ahead of the 2020 Ranji Trophy. So, if I may ask, like, what prompted that decision? And you had a very memorable time there, right? The runs you scored and everything. So, how would you assess your own personal performance and even like the mindset there?
In Pondicherry, see, I honestly believe that Pondicherry, if a cricketer wants to just go there and play cricket, they have the best facilities. They have, when I was there, and I was blessed, the reason why, because the coaching staff was amazing over there. At that time, they had Avishkar Salvi and Omkar Khanvilkar. So, both of them were the coaches. And I remember when I went there, there was pressure to perform. I was playing as a professional for the first time in my life. There was a lot of pressure to perform. And I'm a person who likes to practice a lot. And when I went there, I remember that, you know, both of these people, there were times when I wanted to bat at odd hours. They would come, they would throw with the sidearm. And even if the balls are going here, there, and without, you know, without any fuss, they themselves would go pick up the balls, come back again, bowl. And they did that not for one day, but throughout I was there. Throughout the time, I still remember we were to go to Jaipur to play, and then it was COVID time. So we were going to be in quarantine for 7 days. So 7 days, I was not going to be able to bat. So in the morning, we were leaving, I think, for Bangalore at 4 or 5 in the evening. And till 2, if I'm not wrong, till 1 o'clock, I was at the ground batting in Pondicherry. And it was these two people, and with a trainer, I remember very well, Sanjeev. It was these three people and few groundsmen who were helping in passing the balls and all. So their intent was always, and I find this very fascinating because I've played a lot of cricket. I've played almost everything in the country except for the country. I've worked with a lot of coaches. I don't see this intent very often. Normally, I don't see this intent very often. And I used to tell them, bhaiya, like, thak gaya ho, ho gaya mera, chalte. They used to tell, 10 minute break le le, 20 ball khel le. After 20 balls again, I'm tired, let's go. No, you rest for a while, we'll repeat one more. And like that, they used to bowl hundreds and hundreds, hundreds and hundreds of balls, which I found very fascinating. And very supportive as well, because that's all a cricketer needs. You know, a cricketer needs respect, and a cricketer needs that all his cricketing needs are taken care of. A cricketer doesn't need anything else. As long as you're giving him respect, एंड एज लॉन्ग एज यू टेकिंग केयर ऑफ हिज क्रिकेटिंग नीड्स, क्रिकेटर की लाइफ बहुत खुशी खुशी निकल जाएगी टिल द टाइम इज प्लेइंग इफ यू आर टेकिंग केयर ऑफ दीज थिंग्स. एंड इन पॉन्डिचेरी आई रियली लाइक्ड व्हाट दीज टू मेन डिड बिकॉज आई फेल्ट दैट दे वर गिविंग मी अ लॉट ऑफ रिस्पेक्ट बाय हेल्पिंग मी इम्प्रूव माई गेम एंड दे हैड अ व्यू टू दैट. इफ दे हेल्प मी इम्प्रूव माई गेम आई हेल्प द टीम इन विनिंग. द टीम बेनिफिट्स, दे बेनिफिट, आई बेनिफिट, एवरी वन बेनिफिट्स टूगेदर. सो दे व्यू ऑल्सो वॉज राइट बट टू मेक मी रेडी टू परफॉर्म दे गेव दे हार्ट एंड सोल आउट एंड विच टिल टूडे आई मीट देम आई थैंक देम फॉर दैट.
Right, and I think that was almost like a purple patch in your career, right? Because your comeback to Saurashtra in 2021, again you scored like 588 runs in those 10 games in the Ranji Trophy that helped Saurashtra even win the title. So could you talk us through that journey of coming back to your team and again playing a center role?
See, I was always going to come back after a year because when I went, I took the permission from the association that these are some reasons that I want to go. If you grant me permission, I'll go, but after a year, I'll come back. Only if you're going to take me back after a year, I'm going now, or else I am not going. And they were very, very kind to me that they understood my situation at that point, that why am I going and for what reason I'm going. And they accepted and they granted that you go. And when you want to come back, you let us know. We'll figure a way out. So I went there. I scored those runs. I came back into the circuit, into the IPL circuit. And then I came back here, and which they were again very kind of, like not to show any fuss or should throw any tantrums or anything. They took me back. And till date, I'm very grateful to my association. And again, which is who is the president, Jaydev Shah, who was my captain back then, who saved me from getting dropped. And again, he took me back, and he, again, he, showed his grace. So, coming back there to the 588 that you're talking, again, I was having an on and off season. के हाँ 50 हो रहा था, एक मैच में हो रहा, दो मैच में नहीं हो रहा, एक मैच में हो रहा है, दो मैच में नहीं हो रहा है. बट वॉट आई अगेन आई मीन टू से इज, लाइक सी वेन लाइक समटाइम्स you got to find your mojo, what helps, what kicks, or what drives you, That match against Karnataka, there were, again was an incident before that match. And something that shouldn't have happened happened. And there were a lot of things indirectly said to me in the dressing room, which I never forgot. Which And I've always said this, and I'm again on even on your podcast, I'm saying, God has been very kind to me on the field. He has been very kind to me. And when he sees, especially that iske piche log pad rahe, that's the time he comes in. So there were things said indirectly to me, like, if you think you're a great player, or if you think you're a legend, show it on the field, not off the field. Make your bat talk, not words. Indirectly, mujhko ye bola gaya tha. And everyone in the team meeting turned and were looking at me because of that incident, what had happened. So who are they got? They got, I think, 480, 450, 460. And again, we were in a tricky condition, tricky situation. I think, if I'm not wrong, 60 for three. If I'm not wrong, I'm not sure, 60 for three or 70 for three, something like that. Or vaase, me and Arpit, I scored 170. If I'm not wrong, he scored 200. So that was 370 runs between us. And from there, we took the match away from Karnataka. But Karnataka had fought back that match. I remember we were put into a tough situation that we were just chasing 100. And I think we were 50 or 60 for 7 or something, or for 6, if I'm not wrong. And then Chetan Sakaria played a blinder, went in and hit 3, 4, 6s and helped us win that match. So that's what I mean. Then again, in the finals, I got 64, 65 something. I think 64, if I'm not wrong. So that's what I mean to say, that experience helps you win tournaments. They help you lift trophies. And when you have that, it's always a benefit. It's always a blessing to have that in your dressing room, And when you have that, you should take care of that. Because you don't know when next you will have so much of experience and so much of experience with consistency in your dressing company.
Fair enough. And carrying forward discussion now, the Ranji Trophy 2022-23 season was quite again special, right? Because Saurashtra won it and you were fourth on the run chart. Now, again, I think Karnataka is a very special opposition for you because you scored that memorable 160 as well. So could you talk us through your experience of, you know, playing this season and actually contributing for the team's cause?
Karnataka has always been special because in the red ball and Ranji Trophy, I've most of the times I've scored against them. Most of the times. May that be away or at home. If I'm not wrong, twice in the semifinals, I've scored a century. Once in the quarterfinals, I've scored a century against them. So there's something that helps me. Maybe it's their aggression, you know, like they don't, Karnataka, I've never seen them playing boring cricket. They always play very aggressive cricket. They keep on and keep on coming at you, coming at you, coming at you. Maybe that helps my game. Maybe that the lines that they bowl to me, maybe, you know, that keeps me more and more alert. But Karnataka is a very aggressive side. So even if you're off your game for one or two balls, I think that's the end of you. They're a very aggressive side. And since quite a long, long time now, they have been one of the best sides in India at the moment.
That's true. And now, you know, you are participating in the Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy. And as a team, you have been doing well. You've been doing well. So how would you assess this season and the way the team is progressing?
This season, see, we have done well in Vijay Hazare. We have done well in Ranji Trophy, but we have not done well in Syed Mushtaq Ali. Like the farthest we have gone is to the quarterfinals. So, and that too since inception, since the birth of Syed Mushtaq Ali, the trophy. So, I honestly feel we as a unit can do a lot better. Yes, we can, because we have the potential. And this year, I have seen a spark in few youngsters that, you know, that I feel that for this format, they are tailor-made especially for this format, and then the performances take them beyond. But I see a spark, and I don't know. I particularly feel that, you know, that again, coming down to intent, everything is about intent. What is your intent, especially when you're playing a T20 match, because you don't have the liberty of time, you know. So what is your intent? Is your intent ke yaar main apna 20 ball mein 35-40 run karke acha dikhunga, ke mera intent ye hai ke main apne, I may have to do the dirty work and win the match for the team. So what is your intent? Because, you know, the scouts looking, sitting over there, sab bahut zyada khele hue yaar, sabko cricket aata hai, sabko cricket samajh mein aata hai, isliye they are scouting for all the franchises. उनको सब समझ में आता है कि कौन दिखाने के लिए खेल रहा है, कौन टीम को जिताने के लिए खेल रहा है, उनको सब समझ में आता है. सो स्पेशली दिस सीजन, स्पेशली द लास्ट मैच, आई हैड टू डू द डर्टी वर्क फॉर द टीम अगेंस्ट गोवा. के इफ यू गो टू सी इट, इट डजेंट लुक लाइक अ प्रिटी इनिंग्स. इट लुक्स लाइक एन इनिंग्स विच इज नॉट वेरी नेचुरल टू मी. आई स्कोर 25 बॉल में 27, इफ आई एम नॉट रॉन्ग. बट एट दैट टाइम आई फेल्ट लाइक I got a lot of applause also for it, and I got a lot of criticism also for it. KR, you know, that with your class and with your ability, you should have finished it though over pehle, and the match would have not gone. But I said, no one can win you a match standing at the non-striker end. Jitane ke liye striker end pe bhi aana zaruri hai. And at that time, winning was more important, not when you win the match. क्योंकि मेरे सामने कंटिन्यूसली विकेट्स गिर रहे थे. सो आई हैड टू बी देयर, बिकॉज T20 में क्या होता है पता है, कि इट्स वेरी इजी टू प्ले अ बिग शॉट, एंड इफ यू डोंट एग्जीक्यूट इट यू गेट आउट. बाहर जाके बोलो भाई मेरा इंटेंट अच्छा था मैं तो, बट नो, दैट्स नॉट हाउ यू प्ले द मैच. इफ यू सी ऑल द ग्रेट्स, सी आई हैव ऑल माई लाइफ आइडलाइज्ड गौतम गंभीर. आई हैव ऑल माई लाइफ watched him, seen him, how he plays, and try to take how much ever from him as I can. How much ever. Till date, and even going forward, I will. So his intent, when his intent was always to help the team win. And so that from him, I have taken. I've tried to learn that from him. When ye wickets gir rahe the, in 2 overs, we needed 14 runs. And it was a walk in the park, really. Walk in the park means easily the way it ended. It was a walk in the park. Last over mein 14 run aaye and we won that. But last over mein 12 run aaye the. So the over before that, only 2 hi run aaye. 2 ya 3 run hi aaye. So that's why I'm saying that sometimes you have to do the dirty work. You will not get, the applause for it, or people will not come up and tell you that, oh, yeah, this and that, you won the game because you were there, you could control the situation. A person who understands the game will understand all this, but a person who doesn't understand the game, woh yahi bolenge ke yaar teri abilities hai na, 2 over jaldi khatam ho jana tha match. What would happen if I would have taken a risk, 2 over pehle got out? Maybe we would have lost the match. Tab bhi aap yahi bolte ke yaar end tak khade rehna tha na. So it's like a coin ke jaise do side hote na, ye bhi do side hi hote. So I feel that intent in this format should always be to help the team win. If your intent and your heart is in the right direction, right place to help the team win, that could be by scoring 1 run, that could be by scoring 100 runs. If it's in the right place, no, you will succeed in this format. Many a times I see that people don't play the match for themselves, they play the match for the people sitting out. Ki mere ko kaun dekh raha hai? Main aaj impress kar du, main aaj ye kar du, main wo kar du. But it actually doesn't work that way. So sorry. For Saurashtra, I think, that now we have started recognizing white ball talent. And there are a lot of young, especially batters. There are a lot of young, fearless batters. But it will take time for them to understand what the word intent means. Before that day, I had spoken to my coach then, who helps me, Apurva Desai. He helps me. And he's like, at the moment, if I can say, like, in every cricketing difficulty, that could be not only cricket, but even in life, where if I'm stuck and I need advice, he's the first one who I pick up and call that. How do I? So I asked him that. And actually, this is what he told me. That I asked him, what does intent mean? And this is what he told me. And it clicked with me. It clicked. Like, some things just stick with you when someone says something. And this is something that just stuck with me. And once it sticks with you, then you try to replicate it. And that's how we could actually win that match.
Now, in the IPL as well, you've had the opportunity of playing for KKR, right? So how would you rate that experience and the entire ecosystem of, playing in an IPL franchise?
I think that's got to be right at the top, of my cricketing career experiences. Yeah, definitely. I never did well as much as I should have done. But to be honest, to stay in that ecosystem, to stay in that system, to be around the people that are involved in the IPL, in the franchises, nowhere else in the world you'll get to share your thoughts or to, learn from legends of the game. That's only in the IPL that you can get that. And when you get the opportunity, grasp it with both the hands. On the field, there are things that are beyond your control. But off the field, there are things that are in your control. To ask people to know that in this situation, what they would do, or in this circumstance, how they would handle a particular bowler, or do this, or do that, or do this, or do that. That's one thing that I never ever felt shy of asking any of my seniors, or to an extent, even people who have not played as much as I have, that if I found that they are doing something better than me, or for instance, if they're bringing 100% of themselves in training each and every day, and if I am not bringing 100%, or if I cannot bring 100%, so I ask them that, what? So I think IPL is one of the greatest things that, you know, the BCCI has given to Indian cricket. It is one of the greatest things. You see the development of the cricketers rise day by day since the beginning of the IPL, because everyone now wants to be an IPL player. You know, the recognition that you get after you've been picked in an IPL team could be you have played, could be you haven't played, but people recognize you. They start loving you, respecting you a little bit more. You go in different, you come out different. So IPL, it was a beautiful journey for me, you know. I have learned a lot. Yeah, I could not convert that on the field, which I take full responsibility, but that's the way how life works, and that's the way how things work. You know, when at times you put team first before your personal runs, because there were many instances where I could have been not out. I could have come back saying that, oh, char ball tha, panch ball tha, but that would have not helped me. I'm not that kind of a person. For me, it's always been team first. Until date, until the time I finish playing, it's always going to be team first. The sad thing is that what I feel is that I think that people judged me a little bit too early. That at the number I was batting would have taken me a little more time to get used to that number, because I usually never bat so low, or I haven't ever batted so low in my career, given any format. Maybe, yeah, at the beginning year, one inning here and there, but beyond that, I don't think so. But people, like, I feel they judge me by opportunity, not by the ability. So many never knew I could keep, but when God Himself praised me, not praised, like, when God Himself appreciated what I did, that one stumping, and He tweeted about it, I still have that. I still have it, you know, like that tweet. I framed it, and I have it in my house. So people never knew that I could keep, and I kept. I felt after, and I'm not wrong, after MS Dhoni bhai, I think at least I would have made the top three keepers of that tournament. Runs, huh, maybe if I'd have got few more matches. I think I played four matches in that thing. Ek mein not out ra. And yeah, see, there's no excuse at whatever number you're playing the IPL. You're lucky enough to be there. All I felt a little, what to say, you know, like I felt a little, I don't get the correct word, that maybe demotivated, or maybe, I don't know, I don't have the correct word, that I was judged on opportunity, not on the ability, because everyone knew that I had the ability. It just took me a little more time to showcase that ability.
Right. And even going ahead for the IPL 2024 season, do you have any expectations? And are you the kind of player who actually watches the auctions and, you know, keeps a keen lookout on the same?
To be honest, in India, everyone does that. अगर कोई बोलता है ना कि मैं ऑक्शन नहीं देखता हूँ, कि आई एम नॉट लुकिंग फॉरवर्ड टू आईपीएल, ट्रस्ट मी, वो झूठ बोलता है. आईपीएल हैज बिकम सच अ बिग पार्ट ऑफ आवर लाइव्स दैट एवरीथिंग कनेक्टेड टू अस, कनेक्टेड टू इट इज कनेक्टेड विद अस. सो आईपीएल इज द बिगेस्ट थिंग एट द मोमेंट दैट इज हैपनिंग इन इंडियन क्रिकेट, अकॉर्डिंग टू मी. आईपीएल परफॉर्मेंसेज अगर आप देखो, दे गेट हाईलाइटेड सो सून एंड सो फास्ट. 2 दिन पहले जैसे मैं आपको बोल रहा था कि आई वॉज अ बॉय प्लेइंग इन द गली, एंड देन नेक्स्ट डे आई एम परफॉर्मिंग इन द आईपीएल. इफ यू सी दैट ट्रांजिशन, कहाँ से कहाँ पहुंच गए आप. सो आईपीएल इज द बेस्ट थिंग दैट यू नो बीसीसीआई हैज डन फॉर इंडियन क्रिकेट एंड क्रिकेटर्स.
Definitely. I think from the recognition standpoint and a financial leeway as well, the IPL has helped a lot of cricketers. And looking back at your stats as well, right, across first-class cricket, List A and T20 stats, they obviously speak for themselves. But if you had to look back and, you know, think of your personal favorite knocks, anything coming right at the top of your mind?
Last year's Vijay Hazare Trophy's final, the 100 that I scored there. I don't think I deserved to play that match. And I've said this before that the entire tournament I did nothing. I just scored 150. And suddenly, for the benefit of the team, I was made to open, which I was not ready to do because I had not done it since quite a while. And then I was just told, you have to open. Fair enough. For the benefit of the team, I was ready. Not a ooh or ow, I'll do it. That's what. And as I said, you know, like, I feel that God wanted to play domestic cricket and he's played it through me. So the first match against UP, tough conditions, I get 35 or something. Second against quarterfinals against Tamil Nadu, I get 8 or 9. Against Karnataka, I get 0. So no runs behind to back me, no confidence, no nothing at all. And I honestly felt that our bench at that time had better performers and better performances than me. I never deserved a place in that final. I never deserved a place in that final. Maybe that could have been my last Vijay Hazare Trophy match. If I would have failed, I would have not, maybe I would have not, never got picked. The team is still not out, so I still don't know whether I'll get picked or I won't get picked. But that could have, if I've not scored runs, maybe I would have not got picked ever. But as I said, and I keep on saying that, you know, I believe in two things, or three things a lot. The prayers of your parents, your hard work, and the intent behind your hard work. Agar aapka dil sacha ho na, jab aap mehnat kar rahe ho, I don't think any you can, you'll be stoppable. And all the conversations you have had with your God. These three things, agar aapka dil sacha hai na, you don't need the fourth factor. You don't need kisi ka support. You don't need kisi ka backing. You don't need to be in the good books of someone. You don't need to go and please your captain. You don't need to go and please or be good to someone. Agar ye teen cheeze aap sachi niyat se kar rahe ho na, things will fall in place. Things will fall in place. And I'm still saying, and I've said this before, that I don't deserve to play that match. I never deserved to play that match going into that finals because there were people who had outperformed me. And you have to accept it. It's hard, but you have to accept it. Somehow, I got an opportunity to play that match. And after the match, I was just sitting and thinking, you know, it's all about one innings. It's all about that one innings that changes people's perception about you.
Perhaps, you know, we are the harshest, you know, self-critics for ourselves that often, you know, makes us see ourselves in a certain way. Now, so far in our conversation, I realize that you're an absolute team person. You always put your team first. And I'm pretty sure you have brilliant rapport with your teammates as well. So who are some of your favorite teammates, you know, you really bond well with and have a very special connection with?
First of all, I'm not a very easy person, you know, to bond with. I've had certain experiences in my life which make it very difficult for me to bond or to get close to anyone. So I have a very selected few because I'm such a person who has never cared in being the good, being in kisi ke bhi good books. I'll never, and especially at this phase of my life, I don't look to certainly please people with wrong things, you know, like jo hai muh pe hai acha lage theek hai nahi acha lage theek hai. I've turned because of certain experiences which have left an impact on my life, I've turned into that. So I have very, very little friends, to be honest. One is Chirag Jani, one is maybe Krushank Patel, like very few, Chetan Sakaria. So these 3-4 people, they are very, very close to me. They are very close to me. The rest, I cannot say that, you know, that I've made a lot of friends or have a very good rapport or I'm a team player or this, because people term you differently. People judge you differently according to their own convenience. If I have to be judged as a cricketer, I'll always be judged as, like, you know, team first. Okay, log बहुत बोलते ना कि टीम के हित में करो, टीम के हित में करो. माई एंटायर व्हाइट बॉल करियर हैज बिन दैट, टीम के हित में करो. इवन आफ्टर स्कोरिंग 10 लिस्टे सेंचुरीज, विच इफ आई एम नॉट रॉन्ग आई विल बी इन द टॉप 10, एंड इफ आई एम नॉट रॉन्ग लास्ट ईयर आई वॉज, नाउ आई डोंट नो वॉट इट इज इन द कंट्री, इन द हिस्ट्री ऑफ विजय हजारे ट्रॉफी, आई एम इन द टॉप 10. सो आई हैव नेवर बीन अ स्टेबल वाइट बॉल प्लेयर एट अ पोजिशन. आई मीन कि चलो आज इसने ये रन कर यहाँ पे किया है, इसको बीच में डालो, बीच में से नहीं किया उसको ओपन करो. सेम थिंग हैज हैपेंड विद माय T20. व्हाई माय T20 स्टैट्स आर नॉट एज कन्विंसिंग एज द अदर टू? इट्स दिस हैज टू बी बिकॉज वन ईयर आई एम प्लेइंग एट नंबर 4-5, नेक्स्ट ईयर आई एम प्लेइंग एट 6-7, नेक्स्ट ईयर आई एम ओपनिंग, थर्ड ईयर आई एम दिस, फोर्थ ईयर आई एम नॉट इन द टीम. सो ऑल दीज थिंग्स यू नो कॉन्ट्रीब्यूट टूवर्ड्स योर कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन ऑफ योर टीम एंड योर पर्सनल कॉन्ट्रीब्यूशन, मतलब योर स्टैट्स. सो I feel that, and if I would have been a stable white ball player, things could have been a little bit more different for me.
Right, and your team also, boasts of players like Cheteshwar Pujara and Jaideep Unadkat, right, who have had that experience of playing for India as well. So how was it like, rubbing shoulders with legends of the game like this, and what do they bring to the table when they come back to domestic cricket?
See, the contributions, you cannot deny the contributions. What they have done for Saurashtra cricket is immense. Immense. Like Unadkar, if you see, you cannot deny that he is the most successful for Saurashtra, the captain for Saurashtra cricket. His impact on the game, has been immense for Saurashtra. The wickets he takes, the wickets in difficult situations that he takes. He has the courage, to take the ball when his body is tired, he's fatigued, to take the ball in difficult situations, in difficult conditions as well, when maybe there's no help for fast bowlers. He takes the ball and he helps, the team to get one breakthrough. But maybe there are times that he doesn't even get the breakthrough, but the effort matters. That the effort that he is willing to do that, And one thing we have to agree that he has been Saurashtra's most successful captain. He's won us three trophies. But he's won us three trophies because he has a wonderful team with individual brilliant players that have helped him to win the trophy. So I always feel that a captain is as good as his team. If you don't have a good team, no matter how good a captain you are, it's of no use or not worth. But even if you're a 50-50 captain, but you have a good team which has a skill set which is different to each other, it will help you to win matches and tournaments. And this Saurashtra team, I proudly boast of. And everyone has a hand to play in this, the selectors, the association, the management, everyone. That there were not too many chopping and changes, even when we were not winning. So now what's happened is, because they never did that then, now all the players have confidence in their skill sets. And they know on this wicket, bhai ye mera wicket hai, aaj main kar lunga, ye wo tera wicket hai. You see how Saurashtra has progressed. We don't have a player who scored 1,000 runs. There was only one season that Unadkar picked up 60 odd wickets. Dharmendra Jadeja picked up 50 wickets. I scored 800 runs and Arpit scored some 600-700 runs, if I'm not wrong. That was the only season that do ye side se or do no ye side se. Yeah. After that, if you see, it's collectively. Okay, Dharmendra, every season he's picking wickets. 35-40 wickets has become normal for him. He's that class of a bowler. 35-40 wickets, to wo haste haste nikali leta hai. He's one, again, he's one cricketer that I don't understand why he has not played at a higher level with the ability and the performance he has. And one way I'm lucky that he plays for my team, but he would be one bowler who would, trouble me. I won't say that for spinners, but I think he would be one bowler, if a spinner had to, he would trouble me. So you see that because of that backing that we got from the association and from the selectors, today we all are individual match winners. That on the day, akela hi match jita ke nikalte. Kitna time That has happened. So many times that's happened that 10 people have not performed, but one individual brilliance match nikal ke le gaya. And that's why I feel, you know, that Saurashtra is actually lucky. This team is actually lucky to do that.
Definitely. And I think, you know, Saurashtra is a special team and really looking forward to seeing them in the Ranji Trophy as well, you know, starting in Feb next year. Now, we've spoken about so much cricket. So what does an off-season look like for you? Because you also ply your trade in Chennai's club cricket scene, you know, playing that first Division League cricket. So how was that experience like? And has that helped you cultivate your game even better?
Since the last 4-5 years, I've not played in Chennai first division. So after COVID, I think I've not played. Before COVID only, actually, I stopped playing. But I would really love to play there. That I feel Chennai cricket is the toughest domestic cricket in the country. The class, the conditions, and the facilities are top-notch over there. They are just top. I would really love. And what TNCA has done with the first division and second division cricket, no, I think a lot of associations should take a leaf from the book and just, you know, like start doing that. The first division is, I think, after Ranji Trophy, it's the toughest cricket played in the country. It's really competitive over there. Since last 4-5 years, I've not played here because one, my wife was pregnant. And once Noah was born, I just now felt like leaving them and going, to be very honest. I am a very family-oriented person and I get family sick, homesick very soon. Very, very soon. So I just need them to be around me. So I don't think I can play first division anymore now.
Fair enough. And even, you know, looking at the mental aspect of the game, now, especially in high pressure or challenging situations, your best game comes to the, you know, forefront. So how do you manage this aspect and, you know, ensure that you're still able to bring your best to the table every single time?
See, for me, there's no option also, no. There's no option. The thing is that when you reach a certain stage of your career, in tough situations, people will always look for experience. People will not look ke youth. People will not go that side. Unko pata hai ke ye situation mein se 99, 100 mein se 92 to 93 times experience hi nikalega. So, and those situations, by God's will, suits me. Okay. Suits me. Why? Because the stats suggest that. It's not me saying that. It's the stats suggest that. That most of the times when the team is in a tricky situation, I have a partnership with someone or I do it with the help of someone. And we help the team as a team to come out of that situation. It's not me doing it alone. It's the team's contribution all together that helps the team itself to come out of that situation. So, again, I say that, you know, like, as I, when we started your podcast, that this is how it is, that in such situations, you want experience. So, when you have that experience, that's what experience counts also, you know, to make use of it and to apply it to that situation because you have done that again and again, again and again, again and again. And as I said, Indian domestic cricket, Indian Ranji Trophy is so hard. It's so tough, so competitive because everywhere in the world, you're playing in similar conditions. You go to Australia, you go to England, swing hoga, bounce hoga. Yahan pe, you're playing, for instance, on red soil, on black soil, you're playing on a green top, you're playing on a turner, you're playing on a, everything changes in a gap of 7 days. So in 7 days, you're changing your mental aspect of batting, you're changing your tactics, you're changing your technique a little bit, you're trying to adapt. All this happens in a gap of 7 days. First match you're playing in Rajkot, then you're traveling to Dharamshala. Rajkot, it's 30, in Dharamshala, it's 3 degrees. So every place you go, you're changing. Everything's changed. And then you try to adapt to that as quickly as you can, so that you can go out there and perform.
Absolutely. And considering, you've been such a like experienced campaigner, having played in domestic cricket for so long, somewhere do you still nurse the dreams of an India cap? Because we have seen, right, in the recent past how cricketers who have had like a blistering domestic season or even IPL for that matter get selected for the Indian team. So do you see that happening for you as well in the near future? And have you like ruled out the possibility? Have you kept options open?
See, to be honest, I know it's not going to be possible now. And I'm being honest. Because ये नया ट्रेंड चला है ना कि यंग यूथ 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 यंगस्टर्स 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 विच इज नॉट रॉन्ग बट दैट डजेंट मीन यू इग्नोर योर परफॉर्मर्स यू इग्नोर योर एक्सपीरियंस यू जस्ट डोंट लुक एट देम कि आप वो ही देखते हो जो आपको देखना है. सो वो ट्रेंड भी काफी टाइम से चला है. सो नाउ I know, like, I won't say it's impossible, but it's almost next to impossible that now I get picked for the country because I have performed consistently, I have performed everywhere, and I've performed against everyone. So, जब तब नहीं हुआ था कोई भी रीजन से तो अब थोड़ा मुश्किल लग रहा है. परफॉर्म तो अभी भी कर रहा हूँ बट अब थोड़ा मुश्किल लग रहा है. एंड यू हैव टू एक्सेप्ट इट नाउ. लाइक आई एम 37. इफ यू आर गोइंग टू कंपेयर मी टू वॉट अ 22-year-old डज, it's not fair for me, it's not fair for him. If you want to compare that 22-year-old boy to me when he's 37, how fit is he, how many runs he scored, how many championships he's won, then that will be fair. If you compare abhi ke yaar abhi ye 37 hai, compare him to a 22-year-old boy, I don't think that's fair on me because what I did at 22, 23, maybe I want to do that now, but I cannot do that now. My body won't allow me to do that now. And that's natural. You can not change that. No matter how much you want, you cannot change that. So it's practically, I think, impossible. And last year, mid-season, last year when I now got picked for certain tournaments, that's the time, like I understood that. Yeah, my time is up for playing. Or getting even a chance for anything related to national duty, which is really sad. That's the hardest thing to swallow for a cricketer after retirement. That's the hardest thing that. But I always say, if you want to compare someone, compare them when they are 37, when they are my age, how many runs and at what average he's scoring, rather than comparing me just now to a 22-year-old or 23-year-old. So that comparison, I think, is a little unfair.
Absolutely. And talking about India as well now, so far India's had a golden campaign, right, at the World Cup, winning six out of six matches. So how would you assess India's campaign, and have you been following up with the World Cup?
Of course, yeah, who is not? Who is not? And India, to be honest, is brilliant, yeah. In everything that they're doing, they are just brilliant. Some of the behind the scenes, agar aap dressing room ka mahol bhi dekh lo, it's just amazing. And as a cricketer, you wish that you be a part of that wo mahol ka. You miss that, you miss that as in like you'd obviously want to be a part, but what they're doing on the field is just amazing. You see Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli, oh ho, the way they are batting. यार कभी कभी टीवी देखते देखते मैच देखते देखते अपने मुंह से निकल जाता है यार शॉट यार के हाउ इज ही स्टिल डूइंग दिस, हाउ कैन ही स्टिल डू दिस. ही इज मेकिंग रोहित शर्मा इज मेकिंग फन ऑफ फास्ट बोलर यार, इज रियली मेकिंग फन ऑफ फास्ट बोलर. एंड एज एन इंडियन एंड एज अ रोहित शर्मा फैन, आई एम अ बिग आई हैव नेवर सेड दिस बट आई एम अ बिग बिग फैन ऑफ रोहित शर्मा बिकॉज वंस इन द आईपीएल व्हेन आई वेंट एंड स्पोक टू हिम, I've spoken to MS Bhai and I've spoken to Rohit Sharma. The clarity they had in the thoughts and how simple they kept it amazes me. It just amazes. At times, we complicate things so much that we can't find a way out. And they, at the topmost level, they keep things so simple and easy. I'm a big fan of Rohit Sharma and the way he's batting just now. Because I think, yeah, abhi agar aap dekho to Indian team, it's packed. Again, I say, that a captain is only as good as his team. Or abhi till now, agar if you go to see, Shubman, the day he fires, then just think what will happen. And you know what's won my heart was that KL Rahul innings where he let Virat get 100. That shows the bonding in the team. That shows, you know, that how much each and every player wants it, not for him, but for others and for the team. That moment, I will never ever forget that moment.
Definitely. And now, you know, when we look at your day also, cricket obviously forms like a very important part in your day. But what are other things you're passionate about, like besides cricket? And how do you just unwind and relax, you know, get your mind off?
See, till now, to be very honest, and this could be a little boring, I have not found any other passion as of now because I've not given any other thing place in my life except for family and cricket. My two children, I had three, my pet passed away recently. So it was cricket, my gym, and my family. Till now, and I'm proudly saying that I don't have any other passion. Cricket is my only passion at the moment. To get better every day is my passion. So after doing this, I don't have time or strength left in my body to do something else. So till the time I'm playing, I don't need another passion. Because cricket mera junoon bhi hai aur cricket mera sukoon bhi hai. So till the time I am playing, and I will play for a little while longer, till that time, I don't think I have energy for any other passion or anything. Maybe once I retire, then something will have to take place, you know, for the hours that I put in, or else it will drive me crazy. I won't know what to do. So maybe then I'll have to find something.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Like, what are your aspirations for the future? Now, this is both in terms of your cricketing career and even for a life beyond cricket, because unfortunately, you know, cricketers and like even sports people come with like a shelf life, right? So are you the kind of person who takes each day as it comes? Or do you think in advance that, you know, hey, I have certain set of goals and I have this in mind? So how do you look at it?
See, at the moment, though, I've not thought, to be very honest. I don't think both aage ka. Ke jab aayega to dekha jayega. But after cricket, if I want to have a future in something, that would be cricket. However I can give back, or however I can help, or in whatever measure I can help. So that's one thing that's on my mind. Maybe I would want to start my own academy, maybe go into broadcasting, maybe coaching, maybe match referee, maybe, you know, there are so many measures that and ways and places that, you know, that I can go in professionally, but at the same moment give something back to the game, add some value to a cricketer's life. Because when I was growing up, there were not a lot of people who added a lot of value to my cricket. I had to find my own ways and own measures that how I can get better. What if I do this? What if I do that? So I know the struggle of a cricketer, and if I can add value to a cricketer's life, nothing like that then, no.
That's true. And if you had to give one message, you know, to our young listeners who might be listening and want to be like you and eventually, you know, even play for the country, what would that message be like?
This message is going to be a little long. Believe in the prayers that your mother and father pray for you. Sachi niyat se mehnat karo, and believe in God, because there are times in my life I have seen it. In my time, I have seen it, you know, that when you don't have answers to everything, no, when you don't have answers to any situation, or you think tum life mein fase ho, tab ek hi rasta hai. ऊपर वाले का रास्ता है और वो ही निकालता है. बाकी आप जितना भी हाथ पैर मार लो, जितना भी यहाँ से वहां कूद लो, कुछ नहीं होने वाला. जब तक उन्होंने देना है वो ही देंगे. प्लीज ऑलवेज बिलीव इन योर मदर्स एंड फादर्स प्रेयर्स. वर्क हार्ड विद अ ट्रू हार्ट. प्रे एज मच एज यू कैन. एंड द फोर्थ थिंग इज Don't try to be likable. Just be yourself. Nowadays, a lot of people, you know, try to be not of. I see that try to be likable. And when you try to be likable, no, you leave yourself somewhere. You try to be something else. You try to be someone else. Don't try to be that. Just try to be who you are. The people who are your kind of people will get attracted to you automatically. If you religiously do these things, no, I don't think there's a limit then. You become limitless. You become limitless. And I remember this, you know, one legend when I was in KKR, one legend told me this. He's saying, many times, you know, people when they come here, they try to be likable. They try to be the yes man. Don't ever try to do that. Just be yourself. Just be yourself. And people will respect you for being yourself. If they don't respect you for that, that's their problem. You will respect yourself even more. And that's what matters at the end of the day, how much you respect yourself. So, and so, as I said, some things stick. And Harbhajan Singh had told me this. And I have very, very high regards for that man. As a cricketer, as a human. After Gautam Bhai, if someone has helped me mentally and, you know, in my game, it's him. He, Gautam Bhai, Apurva Desai. All of these people have helped me become the cricketer I am today. My family, my mother, my wife, my children, all of them. They have helped me become the cricketer I am today. They like, I am the hero of the movie, to be honest. But they are the support to the system. Like, they are the directors, they are the producers. They are everything, basically. So these 4 points, just be yourself. Don't try to be too likable. Believe in the prayers offered by your parents. Pray and trust your work.
That's actually a fitting conclusion now, Sheldon, to our discussion. And on that note, I'd like to draw curtains as well. Thank you so much, you know, for taking time off your busy schedule and actually sharing your thoughts, because having read so much about you, you know, having this interaction with you on this episode certainly means a great deal. And I'm sure our listeners will have so much to take away. Your answers had so much of nuance and very philosophical, you know, I've never seen this side of you. So I'm really thankful that, you know, you could bring this side to the table as well. And here's hoping we can have a lot more conversations going ahead. So yeah, until next time, take care and stay safe, Sheldon. Here's wishing you the best.
Thank
and
you. Rooting Thank for you. You. Thank you so much. Very kind of you. Bye now. Thank
Bye,
you.
Bye, Sheldon. Thank you so much, listeners, for tuning into this episode and for your unstinted support. Please follow and press the bell icon on Spotify and subscribe to the podcast on Google Podcasts for the latest episode updates and stay tuned. Do check out @NeverOnTheBackFoot on Instagram and Threads and @NeverOnTheBackOne on Twitter, now called X, for the latest facts, updates, fresh content and a lot more that's coming up this cricket season. The podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Spotify for Podcasters, and many other platforms. So please do spread the word. Never on the Back Foot is also now on YouTube. So make sure to press the subscribe button and follow our content there as well. Until next time, stay safe and take care, listeners. Bye for now.